We've got these kind of really big, lofty goals for the future of the visitor economy, both in New Zealand and internationally. You know, we want tourism to be a force for good, to be sustainable, leave a positive impact on people and place, and to do all these things while being resilient and, of course, commercially viable. So quite big asks for quite an old school kind of legacy industry in lots of ways. And I kind of saw all these things changing and thought, well, how are we going to fuel this? What's going to fuel these changes? And yes, lots of interesting developments around DMPs and policy and all that kind of thing. But essentially, the key element to fueling this change is going to be our workforce, our people, right?
Kia ora everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Tourism Chat Show. I'm Michelle, your host, and yes, I apologise, we are a day late in publishing this episode. That's all my fault, and I'll tell you why. Last week, I celebrated a milestone birthday, and as you do when you have a zero at the end of your birthday, you have to celebrate for more than just one day. So I had a full 10 days of festivities and celebrations, starting with the Pink concert in Auckland and ending last weekend with a masquerade party here in Taupo. So happy birthday to me, and apologies for the delay in getting this show out to you. Look, today it is another action-packed episode. I say that every week, but we are just so blessed in our industry to have so many talented people who have such great stories to tell and are achieving incredible things. So I love what I do here. I get to talk to these really interesting people and I get very inspired about what they're doing. Now, this is somebody who has been on the show before. We have Alex Dykman from Grow Tourism. Kia ora, Alex, and welcome back to the show.
Kia ora, Michelle. Awesome to be here. Thanks for asking me back.
Yes, now last time you joined us, you were wearing a different hat. Today, you've got your Grow Tourism hat on. Can you tell us a little bit about Grow Tourism, what it is?
Yeah, absolutely. So Grow Tourism is my next business baby, so to speak. So I'll be full-time on this business from this year, which is very, very exciting. I kicked off Grow Tourism towards the end of 2022. Mm-hmm. So it's been a slow burn. It is essentially a SaaS product, which is very different to developing versus a service business, as I'm learning, which is good fun. So essentially, the inspiration behind Grow was looking at the way our industry is changing enormously and at rapid pace since COVID. We've got these kind of really big, lofty goals for the future of the visitor economy, both in New Zealand and internationally. You know, we want tourism to be a force for good, to be sustainable, leave a positive impact on people and place, and to do all these things while being resilient and, of course, commercially viable. So quite big asks for quite an old school kind of legacy industry in lots of ways. And I kind of saw all these things changing and thought, well, how are we going to fuel this? What's going to fuel these changes? And yes, lots of interesting developments around DMPs and policy and all that kind of thing. But essentially, the key element to fueling this change is going to be our workforce, our people, right? And they're going to need to develop really kind of pragmatic, practical skills and knowledge and strategy to bring this very ambitious visitor economy future to life. So I kind of looked at it and I said, well, how are we going to do that from a learning perspective? Because the kind of learning that we need these days is quite different to the learning of days gone by. You know, it needs to be really interesting and exciting and bite-sized and flexible and future-focused. It needs to fit around really busy lives and full-time work, and it needs to be a really attractive prospect for both businesses and the people in the businesses as well. So that's kind of the inspiration behind Grow, is building the learning that will fuel this people transformation that's going to bring this exciting tourism future to life. Yeah.
Wow, that's really cool. And I love the way you summarize those lofty goals, because as you say, we went through a lot of that through COVID, and some of us were sitting here thinking, well, they're expecting a lot from the industry, and particularly an industry that is packed with owner operator, family owned small businesses, right? So you're almost getting, well, you are in that education space, and you're competing, I guess, with the Polytechs or the T Pukingas and universities and those sorts of things. But what challenges or gaps in the industry did you identify that led you to grow tourism?
Yeah, totally. So, I mean, traditional education or kind of any form of formal education is inherently slow to respond to industry changes simply because of the accreditation process that it needs to go through to be a qualification, essentially. And it is that process that is stopping the learning from being really, really proactive and future focused and flexible. And it turns it into being a little more reactive and kind of slow to respond to the needs of the industry, and also slow to cater to the types of learning that works best for a modern day tourism professional, right? So we've kind of looked at that and said, well, how do we create a learning experience that's really inspiring and agile and up to date and future focused? So, we can build a module in 4 to 6 weeks, which means our learning experiences are really proactive. They're not reactive. They are focused on this future that we want to create. And I think it's that agility, Michelle, that makes us an awesome standalone learning product. But it makes us highly complementary to formal tourism education. So it's not this or that. It is essentially this and that. So it's deepening the education offering for tourism. We're not a competitor. We are in the same sandpit and quite complementary.
Oh, okay. That sounds really cool. So you've obviously come up with this idea, but tell us how you went about building a team. And I guess you gathered a lot of industry experts to contribute to the development of the content as well. Like, what, how did that all work?
Yeah, totally. I have met the most amazing and inspiring and colorful people over the last 2 years bringing this together. It's been wicked. I guess kind of the wee spark for Grow Tourism started at the Go With Tourism, separate Go With Tourism, Grow Tourism. I know, quite similar. The Go With Tourism, our workforce wānanga, where we talked about flexible, modular, micro-credential learning and how this could kind of fix some of our industry's workforce woes at the time. So the spark kind of started there, and then we kind of began to socialize the idea a bit. So almost just testing our idea in market, chatting to everybody from adventure tourism operators to the Tourism Teachers Association to MB to big accommodation chains to the Go With Tourism team itself when it was still in effect. So we kind of tested the idea, got feedback on it, and then we tested our high value tourism curriculum, so to speak, which is what our core curriculum is built on, is delivering high value tourism outcomes. And as we tested it and talked about it, people gave us ideas for who to talk to and who was really blazing a trail across all these different spaces. So we were able to create lists of subject matter experts, case studies, because every single module has a real world case study. Some were people who we knew of already, Rotorua Canopy Tours in that sustainability space and whatnot. And others were real dark horses who we didn't even realize were doing this awesome work or who were experts in this field. So we took kind of a real for industry by industry approach rather than us telling industry what we needed. It's kind of been delivered from the inside out, which makes it quite different to any other kind of academic process, so to speak.
So can you give me an example of some of the modules that you offer as part of Grow Tourism?
Yeah, totally. So we have building tourism networks with Gavin Oliver as our case study for that, because his story is phenomenal. We have sustainability storytelling with Rotorua Canopy Tours. We have delivering outstanding customer experiences with AJ Hackett Bungee. We have understanding tourism distribution as a whole, and that's with Hobbiton. So we have five modules under five pillars, essentially. And those five pillars cover what we believe delivers higher value tourism outcomes. So we start with commercials and customer experiences, because every great business has to be in the green to fuel anything, right?
Yes, so yes.
A great customer experience is the catalyst, and then that allows us to focus more on people and networks. So building a great team, being part of a great team, and the networks that surround a tourism business and how that lifts everything. Mm-hmm. Then that allowed us to focus on culture, both culture within the business and surrounding the business. And then sustainability, and then essentially learning the skills across all those four pillars allows you to unlock our future legacy pillar, which is all about product development. What does the future of tourism look like? How is AI affecting us? You know, how can I be a great tourism professional in 10 years' time? All those kinds of questions. So, yeah, our core curriculum is built around those five high-value tourism delivery pillars. Yeah.
Awesome. And do people have an option to choose one or the other, or do they have to work their way through all five?
At the moment, they can choose to do anything at all, usually with one of our account specialists initially, who will almost build a recommended learning journey for each learner, mm-hmm. because some people will be fantastic on the commercials but know nothing about sustainability, or amazing at people and networks, but culture could be an area they need to develop. Mm-hmm. So it really needs to be based on the individual learner, but at the moment they can complete anything that takes their fancy with the guidance of our account specialists. Yeah.
Ah, that sounds really cool. And how long is each module? How long does it take to work through?
Yeah, so it's about an hour to an hour and a half per module. So really easy, you know, tuck the kids into bed and crank out a module one evening, or take a longer lunch break and sit in a cafe with your headphones on and finish it. It's worth saying as well that we've been in market for 9 months now with our beta platform, so to speak. So our beta platform was all about testing, learning what works, what doesn't, what could be improved. And we've got Alpha coming out in July, and Alpha will reflect slightly shorter modules as well. So people want modules that they can do in a bite-sized way, one and done, rather than do one module over a week or over 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So we're kind of limiting the number of concepts in a module, but then making it way shorter, faster, more agile to complete. That was one of our learnings.
Right. Yeah. I was going to say, because you are quite new. So what are your plans to ensure your content stays up to date and relevant as things continue to evolve and change?
Yeah, totally. So all of our modules are reviewed every 3 months for accuracy, essentially. So we've got some modules that are more susceptible to changes, you know, ones that have stats in them or industry strategies in them and that kind of stuff, and others that are more evergreen. And then we also plan to survey our clients from last year, and they can help us shape new curriculum drops, which we'll do every year as well. So look at industry trends and feedback, and oh my goodness, a series of modules on this would be awesome, Alec. You guys should get that cracking. So very much directed by what the industry needs and where the gaps are in the curriculum and also in the skill sets that are out there.
Cool. So do you have an advisory board that you approach for that feedback, or how does that feedback come into you?
Yeah, totally. We had an awesome advisory board in year one last year, and we're about to relaunch that advisory board in year two with a couple of small changes. So yeah, six people from all different areas of tourism, from education to hospo to ACOMO to ITOs, trying to be as broad as possible. And then once we have an idea for new curriculum drops, run that past them, get their feedback and work it into them. So again, for industry by industry angle needs to shine through to every decision. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. And what's the response been so far? You've been in market 9 months. What feedback have you had?
Yeah, it's been awesome. The uptake initially kind of blew our minds, and we had to kind of scramble to deliver and onboard and manage all of our learners. So we've had people say that the content is really unique, and that there's nowhere else you can find that collection of learning content. Mm. You know, you can find management modules on LinkedIn Learning or sustainability modules, you know, with the GCST or all those different things, but nowhere does it bring it all together in one really easy to approach curriculum.
Yes.
We've had great feedback on the case study angles of the modules. So, you know, especially for younger professionals, I just think it's so cool that you can learn about best practice customer experience through the eyes of AJ Hackett. Like, that is just a window on a business that has such amazing brand equity.
Yeah.
And the case studies really work to bring the concepts to life in the real world. So it's not kind of, doesn't feel old or a bit boring. It feels really colorful and pragmatic in that sense.
Yeah.
We've also had people loving the self-assessment piece of each module. So at the end, you apply what you've learned within a worksheet to your own role and your own business.
Mm-hmm.
And then your manager can see all of your answers, which is awesome to fuel business improvement and optimization, mm-hmm. because suddenly you can see that your team's got all these amazing ideas for, you know, a sustainability initiative or whatnot. And as a manager, you're like, holy smokes, I should really be bringing these ideas to life and thinking about how we can implement some of these insights. So yeah, awesome, awesome, awesome feedback so far, which we are frantically building into Alpha for July.
Yeah. Oh, very cool. And obviously through COVID, we lost a lot of IP from the industry. So this is going to help with that. But who is your target for this? Is it the newcomer to the industry? Are you tapping into a few of the experienced old hands who probably haven't looked at some of this stuff for a very long time? Who's running through the modules at the moment?
So right now, the bulk of our learners are entry and mid-level learners, right? Mm-hmm. So entry, kind of sub 3 years experience in the industry, and then mid, generally geared towards people who may have been recently promoted to managers, but who may need some to fill lots of the gaps in their knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a small collection of senior level modules as well. And I feel like those will become more popular as we grow awareness of what we're doing in our platform. But it's very much the entry level and the mid modules that have been the most popular so far, with some mid managers keen to stretch into those senior level concepts as well, which has been really cool to see. But yes, definitely bringing back talent that left the industry for a while, there is real benefit to lots of the modules, you know, especially in the technology space. We've got a really cool AI module coming out later this year. So just keeping up to date, because everything is changing so quickly and delivering value, the way in which we go about that is changing really quickly as well. So yeah.
Yeah, I think that's really cool, because a lot of us in tourism, we don't just do one job, do we? So, you know, you can't just assign AI to marketing or, one department. It's really important that everybody understands it in your business.
Totally.
So that's cool. And again, it's early days, but have you had any success stories with people who've gone through these modules and been promoted or got a pay rise? Like, do you monitor that and do you track that to see how that's going with your students?
So far, it's been really anecdotal. So I know we've had a lot of Hobbiton learners on the platform, and they have shown a real interest in the sustainability pillar and the sustainability modules, with some awesome info coming through in their self-assessments. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if Shane realized the absolute passion and interest that was sitting there in his team, you know, across all different teams within Hobbiton. So that was really interesting. Right now, we're working with a community organization in Rotorua, starting with people who are interested in tourism but don't really know where to start. And this is an organization that runs six-week programs, kind of a six-week immersive program with lots of face-to-face work placements and whatnot. And Grow Tourism is the education partner that these learners do in the afternoon. So it's only been maybe 4 weeks with those guys so far, but it's been really interesting to hear them talk about, oh my goodness, I didn't realize that there were these types of roles available in tourism, and we didn't realize how the distribution process worked, and they had no idea what was behind booking.com and all of these other things. So I'm really looking forward to seeing where those learners go specifically. Rotorua has worked really well too, because a lot of our case studies are Rotorua based. So they can see all these concepts come to life in the business that they drive past every day to get to course.
Yep.
You know?
So and it's very real for them then, isn't it? Because they know it.
Happening right there. So it was an awesome fit for us. But I guess in terms of like promotions or things like that, or employee retention, those are things that we hope to be able to measure and report back on with Alpha this year for sure, because having employees that are really engaged, passionate and want to stay with you and develop with your company is a massive challenge for not just tourism businesses, but general workforce these days. So
yeah,
ask me that next year and hopefully I'll have some you.
Yeah, no, I find it really fascinating because I know in past roles when you're trying to set up a sustainability committee, for example, and sometimes it's really hard to get people to come forward. But I guess when they're going through this process, learning a little bit more about it, they may actually, once they understand what it is, they go, oh, I am interested in that. I just didn't know it potentially as sustainability. I thought of it as something else. So
yes, totally.
I will put my hand up and I will participate in that side of the business. And just because you're sitting in customer service or a frontline role or you're a jet boat driver or a Hobbiton guide doesn't mean that you can't have a voice or opinion or a lead role in some of the other projects inside the business.
And that's one thing that Hobbiton talked about as well, is that the skills covered in each module may not be hyper relevant to that person's role specifically, but they are massively transferable. The example of a jet boat guide being in a sustainability committee, you may not think of that from the start, but then that's what happens as a result of him being exposed or her being exposed to these concepts.
Yeah, and not only that, it helps, as you say, with their, I guess their succession planning or their future planning of in terms of where else they could go in your business or potentially outside your business. Sometimes we do need to let our staff go, but it's you can help develop them and it's a really structured way to do that. So it sounds awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. No, we are super excited about it and about the future as well. In the midterm, we really would like to see how we can export grow tourism. I think as a country, New Zealand is admired globally for the way that we approach tourism and our people, planet, profit, kind of those three P's approach that we've got, all of our DMP planning, all of this. How can we export these learnings to help improve tourism globally, not just here? We're really looking into export options and we've got a UK client coming on board this year. So we'll kind of test it in that market and then look at how that works. So yeah, big goals for a wee SaaS company in the early days.
So how many in your team, Alex?
We have 4 in our team currently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're all very busy then.
Very, very busy. Yeah, we've also got an awesome team of subject matter expert contractors as well that we can tap into for management or carbon, all these types of things. So yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. So how do tourism businesses get in touch with you if they're listening to this and they go, we've seen Grow Tourism, we didn't know really what it was about, now we do, we're really keen?
Yeah, amazing. I would say head to our website, growtourism.com, jump online and sign up for a freemium account. So through that freemium account, you can check out, I think we've got 3 free modules up there currently. You can check out the whole course through that freemium account as well. I will be at Trends in May if you want to come over and have a chat, and I can give you a bit of a demo on the iPad. And then from July onwards, we'll have Alpha ready to go in market. And Alpha has really lots of exciting improvements on our current platform, so that's kind of the process right now. But yeah, just reach out for a chat or jump online for a freemium account and just give it a go and see how it works for you. Yeah,
that's cool. And have you got any individuals reaching out and doing it, or is it mainly being done by the employers at this stage, or have you got options for both?
We've actually had that question quite a lot, which is really cool because it shows individual, I guess, self-responsibility and self-interest in this kind of learning. We can absolutely set up individual accounts, no worries, unattached to a business. I guess initially we'll focus more on those business partnerships and relationships to get learning and insights at scale, right? Mm-hmm. Because if we can test it with a whole team of 40 or 50 people, there's heaps of gold there as opposed to doing it one by one. But we'll absolutely have individual account, self-service account signups coming in July. So yeah, it's open for anybody really.
Cool. Yeah. And can we talk dollars? What does it cost to go through the Go Tourism modules?
Yeah, totally. So our pricing starts at $49 a month for a 12-month contract. And that's kind of flexible depending on how many learners sign up and that kind of thing. So we've looked at the pricing that's out there in the industry and tried to make it as cost-effective as possible. As a business owner, I firmly believe you should have a PD budget for every staff member, no matter where they sit in that management hierarchy. Even if it's $500 a year or $1,000 a year, it really does move the needle and show that you are keen to develop them as a person and not just keep them stagnant as to where they are. So Grow is a very cost-effective way to offer development at scale that's meaningful and actually drives some really cool insights and change in your business as well.
Yeah, no, I think that's really important. And I love the fact that you've mentioned that professional development budget there, because it is something that's often overlooked. And I think probably particularly in tourism. It does make a huge difference now when we're employing people, they're coming out of university. And I hear a lot of people complain, or employers complain, about potential employees saying, well, what can you give me, or what's in it for me? And I think that's fair enough these days. I think they do have a right to come out and say, well, actually, I'm really ambitious, I'm proactive, I want to grow my career, so how are you going to help me do that? And it's not, yeah, I mean, we all have to walk before we run and all of that kind of stuff. But I think, yeah, to have an option in there where you can say, well, hey, look, we're signed up to this platform, and this is really relevant to you, and we offer it as part of our processes, is awesome.
Totally. It's one of those elements of becoming an employer of choice, is offering those development opportunities. And I think there was a Harvard study last year that came out that said staff members that were offered meaningful development, you experienced a 33% higher retention rate, which is massive. It just As long as the development is meaningful, it's affordable, and it is high quality, and it's also really flexible around their role, it's a no-brainer for that employee engagement and retention piece, which tourism does need to do better at over time, for sure.
No, awesome. And I think last time we chatted, we were actually talking about Maverick, your other business, being an employer of choice finalist in the Tourism Awards. That's correct, isn't it?
Yes.
So you've got the
Good employees
background.
is something I'm very passionate about, as you can see.
Leading the way. Great to see. Hey, well, look, thanks, Alex. All I've got now for you is the quick fire round, where we like to get to know you a little bit better. So I'm just going to ask you a few questions and fire off the first thing that pops into your head.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Okay, who's the most interesting person in your phone contacts?
I'm going to say Zach De Silva, who's our business coach and mentor. He is constantly on speed dial, and that guy is so interesting. It's off the charts.
Yes, I follow him on LinkedIn. He's fascinating. Who would play you in a movie about your life?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Nice, I can see that. Yep. What's your favorite book?
The Alchemist, hands down. I love The Alchemist.
And what's one thing that you've done that you'll never do again?
Maybe launch a tourism startup in a pandemic. Maybe I wouldn't be keen to do that again. Glad I've done it though, but maybe not again.
You're a pro at it now, so
Oh, exhausting.
you'll be doing workshops on how to do that for the
Yeah,
rest of
the
us.
how to.
Yeah, the
Nothing can
how-to
stop us.
guide.
Oh my goodness.
Who's your hero?
I'm gonna say my mum. She raised me as a single mother, and she is Superwoman personified.
Nice. Shout out to all the mums.
Yeah, you're amazing.
And what's your favorite New Zealand destination?
I'm going to say Lake Karawera in Rotorua, where I got married, or Wanaka, which has been on my list of places to move to for about 15 years. I'll get there eventually.
Well, we'll stick with the first one because we like the North Island votes. We're not parochial at all here on the Tourism Chat Show,
Not at all. Hilarious. Love it.
but thank you so much for joining us. I've really enjoyed learning about Grow Tourism today. I've been watching your journey for the past, well, I think it's been longer than 9 months, because you announced it a little bit before, obviously, you launched it. But yeah, great to hear a bit more about it. And I'm going to go and do some research, and hopefully there's people listening in that will do the same. I'm going to put all of the website and contact details in the episode notes, so everybody can just refer to those to get in touch with you if they want to, and wish you all the very best.
Thank you,
And thank
Michelle.
you
Thanks so
for what
much
you're
for
doing
having
for
me. I
tourism.
appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Ka kite.
See you.
Well, thank you for joining me for another fantastic episode of the Tourism Chat Show. And I hope you enjoyed learning a little bit more about grow tourism, just like I did. Now, next week, we're taking a very short break. I'm actually going to be away in Australia doing sales calls all down the East Coast. So shout out to all the agents that we're going to be visiting. Can't wait to see you all. And everybody listening into this, just have a week off next week and we'll be back after Easter with another episode. And we've got some really awesome speakers lined up. We've got some more Trends Unpacked episodes coming up. We're going to delve into the distribution channel in the US specifically. We're talking to a couple of buyers, one of whom is visiting Trends for the very first time. And we might even get an update from Wellington NZ to see how they're going to host us and welcome us for the very first time to Trends. So yep, as you can see, there's lots coming up, but next week we are taking that short break. Enjoy the week, enjoy your Easter, and we'll see you all back here in a couple of weeks' time. Ka kite.